One Melbourne spring afternoon later that year, a woman contacted me. Did I remember her from the Colac Battlers, a hockey team we had played in together as high school girls more than 40 years before? I didn't, but I remembered the thrill of the thwack of the ball and girls tackling each other in the mud, our hideous maroon tunics with pink cords wrapped tight around our adolescent middles. But when we met in Fitzroy for coffee a few days later, I recognised her straight away. Same curly hair, crooked grin, fierce determination, and old-fashioned country town conservatism. The shorthand versions of our lives since the late 1950s were packed with husbands, kids, employers. She had been working for some years as a personal assistant or an office manager, sometimes both, in a palace in Jordan, returning to Australia whenever she could to see her now grown-up children, or flying them in to visit her. My life had been focused on publishing, a heavy stint of politicking and reimagining the Australia Council from top to toe, battling creeping bureaucracy, then Melbourne University, a book, occasional columns and opinion pieces, tough enough gigs, but a safe, monochromatic, lefty life compared with hers. We spoke of the war, of Iraqi refugees who were on the move into Jordan, where they were accommodated in UNHCR camps outside Amman. But the real point of our meeting, she wanted me to know, looking around at the crowded tables in Mario's and lowering her voice, was that I might hear one day from someone in Amman about a writing project. She wanted me to understand that she was merely forewarning me. Nothing might come of it, but the head of the Majlis might be in touch, or even a member of the Jordanian royal family. I might be invited to Amman. Nothing more she could tell me, except about her special boss, who she described vividly with her face alight and adoring, and who was apparently called Sidi Hassan. I knew next to nothing about modern Jordan, except that it was about the size of Tasmania and shared borders with Iraq, Syria, Israel, the West Bank of Palestine, and Saudi Arabia. I'd watched news footage of desperate Iraqi families fleeing Baghdad in cars and trucks belching smoke, piled high with children and mattresses, trying to cross the borders into Syria and Jordan. I'd seen films of Jordan's decades-old Palestinian refugee camps. 60% of Jordan's population were displaced Palestinians from the West Bank, now being joined by thousands of Iraqis. Jordan, I recalled, had no oil, and had long provided bases, first for the British, and, since the 1950s Suez Crisis, the Americans.